Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. On LOL Radio, it is time to chat to our next guest, whose Melbourne International Comedy Festival show is an absolute knockout. The King and I, this is Dane Simpson with his dad, Beau. You know him and you love him. Welcome to the show, Dane Simpson.
Thank you so much for having me. You know him and love him. I love that. That's fantastic.
Well, we feel like we're very well acquainted. You've been here in Colac a few times with the road show, and you've told us many a story over the years about Beau, and then to see him up on the screen alongside you most recently, this is going to be an absolute treat to see the two of you together, performing at the comedy festival.
It was so much fun to take him on the amazing race with me as well. As soon as we got to the airport and he said, can you help me up this step? I already thought we're not going to win here. Especially like looking at Yana Pittman, who's famous for going to the Olympics for hurdles, and this guy can't make it up a step. I'm like, I reckon we're not going to do
great. We're in a bit of trouble here.
it's cool to actually have the man himself involved in the show. It could go anywhere. It's going to be anything.
Now, you do have a spot in one of your routines talking about early stand-up where he came up on stage and started doing stand-up. Is that the catalyst, do you think, for where this show came from?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly where it comes from. It's more than once that he's done it, and he just gets on stage, grabs a mic, starts telling jokes. He doesn't even preface it with, I don't even know what I'm doing here. Go straight at, how you going, Melbourne? Loving it here. And then just goes into jokes. And they're silly dad jokes that we all know and love, you know. And I love that he's got the confidence to just get on stage and run that in and just gets massive laughs with it. It annoys me, if anything, because he gets bigger laughs than me.
all the time and effort you put into crafting a show and then...
I mean, to have this sabotage guy come in and just ruin everything. And that's exactly... you can't tame the tiger, you know? I've got him in the show now, but still, anything could happen. So that's cool.
Well, you have said that there literally could be absolutely anything that will happen because there might be sing-along. It could be a Q&A. It could be absolutely anything.
Yeah. And it's what I'm loving is that people want to know more about this sort of enigma man. He's from Walgett, outback New South Wales. He's grew up on the banks of the river. He's worked state government jobs. He's worked all across the country. So it's cool. People can ask him almost anything and find out about his life. Yep. And then, you know, the direct, I suppose, a generation after him, and I grew up in Wagga Wagga, like, we've had very different lives, and that's so crazy that two people in just one generation are vastly different. I find that interesting but also funny.
Well, that's it. It literally is two very different generations, but formed through the same sense of humour.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's always going to be that real, like, Aboriginal flavour throughout the stories.
Yep.
That's our family, and that's where we're from, and we grew up telling stories and being silly, and hopefully when people come to the show, they'll just feel like they're just part of the crew, just having a laugh with us.
And it does seem like the two of you bounce off each other so well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I know where his gags are, and I can set him up for a joke. But the thing with that is that I can set him up for a joke and he'll just take it in a completely different way. Because I don't know if he's the smartest idiot in the world or the dumbest idiot in the world, but he's either way, it's entertaining and fun.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you're going to be playing at the Victoria Hotel throughout the Comedy Festival. It's a 2-week run, but definitely a show to make sure that people get along and see.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and the tickets are already selling really well, so I love that that's happening, and yeah, get in as quickly as possible.
Is it a show that you'll be touring around the rest of the circuit?
Yes, we will be. We'll tour around the show, and hopefully everybody will get into it.
Excellent. Well, we'll pop all those details up alongside this chat as a podcast after the show tonight. But, Dane, absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to check out Dane Simpson and his dad in The King and I.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, we'll have a listen now to some of your stand-up, a traditional tale that you tell on the Didge about a hitchhiker. So, thank you so much for having a chat on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.